Welcome to the TPS5 for the week of November 13th. TPS5 is a weekly recap of the latest in marketing, communications, and digital healthcare news as curated by the expert hosts of the Touchpoint Media Network. To learn more about Touchpoint Media, visit us online at touchpoint.health. Our lead story this week is from Harvard Business Review and is entitled, When Should Health Systems Invest in New Technology? Written by John Glazer, who has had a long tenure as a CIO at a large academic health system, shares his experience of how often he was approached by others in the organization with exciting ideas for new technology. As he states, it's not that I don't like technology. What I don't like is technology considered in a vacuum, without regard to the bigger picture. Or worse yet, colleagues and superiors so seduced by what I call shiny objects that they're willing to throw that carefully painted bigger picture into chaos. And even more nuanced is with technology that might advance the organization's strategies. They even might enable strategies that hadn't been thought of before, or they might not. But because of the confusion around when to implement technology or when not, the author created a nice framework to determine which shiny objects will fit into the network of stable, healthy relationships that make up an effective digital transformation, and which ones could leave organizations brokenhearted and fodder for a case study of what not to do. First, he says, focus on the transformation, not the digital technology. Technologies are only valuable to the extent that they can be effectively applied to achieve organizational goals. First, you need to have organizational goals that are sturdy enough to both sustain a transformative technology and resist the temptation to adopt an irrelevant one. Being both a provider and payer changes the health system's economics. Because it's billing itself for the care it provides, any technology has to help it deliver both better care and lower cost. And because it aspires to give its patients a world-class experience, its push for efficiency must also include personalization to keep patients from feeling like they're getting cookie-cutter care. Second, he says, understand why a particular technology may be an important tool. A health system should be able to state in one or two sentences the core potential contribution of that technology. This statement of capabilities helps leadership understand why the technology might be important, as well as appreciate the full range of potential uses. A truly potent technology will spread beyond its initial application. Equally important are statements of possible limitations that can thwart the achievement of significant value. Digital transformation does not always require the latest and greatest technology. Sometimes proven and mature technologies are very much up to the task of enabling an organization to create a brilliant, digitally enabled future. Third, choose your suppliers wisely. Once you've decided that a shiny object is worth pursuing, sort through all the many vendors who'd love to sell you their particular version of that technology. Ignore the buzzwords: disruptive, solution, platform, ecosystem, cloud. Instead, make the vendor tell you what the shiny object does and what it has done for organizations like yours. Insist on detailed explanations and demos to give your staff a chance to try to break that technology as well. Fourth, engage in iterative learning. Technology can sometimes show up in dings, dents, and dirt in their surroundings. The most transformative technologies usually take a while and require a number of iterations to demonstrate their value and the change management steps needed to achieve that value. Take a step or two and then assess, and then take another step or two, and then reassess. Lastly, he says, make sure you build a foundation to sustain the digital transformation. To create and sustain an environment friendly to digital transformation, an organization needs a person, a unit, or a department, depending on the size of the organization, to continuously review new technologies and oversee the steps above. Creating sustained digital transformation requires recognizing three realities. First, transformation never stops. Second, neither does technology innovation. And third, shiny objects are everywhere. Technology seduction will be a constant threat to any organization that lacks a clear sense of what it wants from technology and why. And you can read more of this article in our show notes. And now, other stories from this week. Wired magazine reports on how the U.S. government will pay doctors to use AI algorithms. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently said it would pay for the use of two AI systems, one that can diagnose a complication of diabetes that causes blindness, and another that alerts a specialist when a brain scan suggests a patient has suffered a stroke. The decisions are notable for more than just Medicare and Medicaid patients. They could help drive much wider use of AI in healthcare. CNBC's article entitled Amazon Alexa's Care Hub update will make it easier to help aging family members shares that more seniors than ever are choosing to remain at home and live independently. And Amazon wants to make it easier for those caregivers to check in on their aging relatives through a new feature called Care Hub to help provide some peace and mind to family members. Becker's Health IT's article, former Cleveland Clinic CIO on retail competition, shares quotes from Edward Marks, former CIO of Cleveland Clinic, on how hospitals can best compete with retail disruptors and make digital changes or avoid becoming a relic of the past. And lastly, be sure to check out the most recent episode of the Exam Room podcast, VRX, How Virtual Therapeutics Will Revolutionize Medicine, where host Dr. Brian Vardabedian welcomes Dr. Brennan Spiegel of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center on the power and promise of immersion therapeutics, the coming age of the virtualist, that's actually a thing, as well as VR's potential limitations in healthcare. You can find all the links to these articles in our show notes. And that's it for this week's TPS 5. If you like the latest in healthcare news and an email delivered weekly to your inbox, be sure to subscribe to the TPS report, which you can sign up for on the Touchpoint Media website at touchpoint.health. Stay safe, be positive, and have a great week.